Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions from my Q&A Lucky Dip. Today, Effie said, I've lost a lot of weight but still feel fat. I've spent years using my clothing as armour. How do I find my style now? One that will make me feel confident. So this is really important for you to think about, who are you now? How do you want to express yourself? The new you. And look, it's really common. I've had many clients who've lost a lot of weight, and the self-image, the image inside your head, is very different from the image that we see on the outside. And it takes a while, like any physical change, for your brain to adapt and to see you in the new light. I mean, it's the same thing as even just changing your hair color, that when we're so used to seeing ourselves one way, when suddenly there is a change, you know, we get a little shock, because our self-image, the image we have, our own mental photo of ourselves, is very different. And that will take time just to adjust. So just be aware of that. So the thing is, when you are redeveloping your personal style, because particularly when you've been using clothing really just as armor, as body covering to hide behind, you've really not looked at, you know, how much it's expressing who you are as a person, how much it is actually flattering you. I remember going shopping with a client of mine who was a plus size woman. And when I was like dismissing clothes, going, no, that's not right for you and that's not right for you. And she was like going, you know, I would have bought these just because I could get them on my body, which is a whole different way of thinking, rather than, are they actually creating some harmony with me? Are they flattering? Are they balancing? Are they doing positive things for me? Instead of just being, you know, covering me and being able to get them on. So she said, like, she was really quite shocked at how I would dismiss things she might have seen as good or acceptable, as things that just were not good enough for her. And so part of it is going, okay, not everything is good enough for you. And it doesn't matter what size you are. This is true for us all. And it has to express who we are on the inside. So this is where starting to develop your own style recipe is going to be the first incredibly useful tool for you to start going, well, who am I? How do I want to be perceived? How do my personality traits express that through clothing? And this is where you might find creating yourself a Pinterest board of things you aesthetically like the look of can really help you to start developing that aesthetic. And also just even doing things like my personal style quiz, my free quiz, and also my body shape quiz, understanding what actual shapes suit you now. That's also really important. Of course, if you'd like to get the kind of complete package to do this, that's part of my 7 Steps to Style program. But, you know, you can just start to develop, you know, what it is that you are looking for, finding those parts. So starting to develop your own personal style guidebook. And this includes your personality, so who you are, how you want to express yourself, what you love and what you don't love, understanding how, you know, clothes fit you, what works for your new shape, because that's also like a completely different thing we have to think about. It takes a while again to kind of get to go, oh, okay, these are the shapes that I'm looking for. These are the details. This is where I want the horizontal lines. This is where I want the vertical lines. All these things come into this new equation, your own personal style guidebook. And then, of course, we've got the scale. Like, when you've been a larger person and now you're not, that whole body scale has changed, so you'll need to relook at the scale of garments. So do have a look at my blog posts about scale. And finding things that are going to work. And then, you know, and even things like, you know, do I like patterns? What kind of patterns? And all those things